There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's another hour of What's on Your Mind. Glad you're locked in to the Northern Plains' most listened to radio show on 550 K-Fire. The voice of the Northern Plains. AM 1100 The Flag in Fargo-Moorhead, western Minnesota, eastern North Dakota. Got you covered there. And then booming to the Bakken with KTGO 1090 covering northwest North Dakota. And, of course, KLTC in Dickinson as well at 1460 on the dial. 24-7, of course, you can find us as well, if you can join us, we're replayed on both KLTC and KFYR 550. And iHeartMedia, wherever you're at, a lot of places for you to engage in the discussion. We really appreciate you, the fine listeners of this program. We call the show What's on Your Mind for a reason. We may throw out the topics, but we really desire your input and your take on the issues of the day. And we're going to do some of that today with our friends from the University of Mary, as we do a couple of times a month. Mike in Bismarck had called before the break, wants a governor as president. And, Mike, you were throwing out a name that hasn't gotten a lot of attention in John Kasich, the governor of Ohio. Why do you like Kasich?
Well, for one, he's got a proven record as a congressman. He's got a proven record as a governor. And he worked with Newt Gingrich back in the middle 90s to straighten out the budget mess that was occurring at that time. And I just think he's a positive, uplifting person who gets no cred. You listen or you look at the polls, he's not even listed. Is that because he hasn't declared or, you know, stuck his foot in the water? Or because I think he's an outstanding candidate and he has a record, and that's important.
Sure. Yeah, I know. I don't know. I mean, Rick Santorum has been running for president since last go around, and he's not in the polls either. So I don't know if that means much right now. The polls are Walker, Bush, Carson, Cruz, Huckabee, Paul, Rubio right now. In a Fox News poll, they stopped at Rubio at 8%, but Walker has 15. So the spread, you know, between number one and, how might I read there, 8 or 9.
What's your opinion, sir? What's your opinion on John Kasich? I think he's
I like Kasich.
Man.
Yeah, I like Kasich. Good governor and done a decent job. You know, I don't know that he's going to, you know, I think the issue is you really need somebody that can inspire people and bring them together. And I don't know who that is. Like, I like Jeb Bush, right? But as soon as you mention him to most Republicans these days, another Bush, or they think he's too liberal. So I don't know that he's not going to inspire people to walk on broken glass. And I think you need a walk on broken glass kind of candidate right now to really fire people up. So, by the way, that's what this is all about. They're all auditioning, right? I mean, they're interviewing for the job from us.
Can I make one more comment? You got to have a guy that's going to speak up. McCain, Romney, they were, I don't know what the word is to use. I'll just use gentlemanlike. They were too polite. They did not have the courage of their convictions to take it to their opponent. This is what the Republican Party needs, and I think Governor John Kasich is more than able to do that.
All right. Well, Mike, nice chatting with you. Appreciate your take on it. We asked at the beginning of last hour, and you weighed in towards the end of this past hour, so we wanted to give you a chance to weigh in, and I'm glad you called. Appreciate it, and thanks for your take. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Quick programming note, we'll be in Killdeer, North Dakota tomorrow. Polar Service Center. Lest you think nobody's hiring in the Bakken, not so. The folks at Polar Service Center are actually looking for technicians and paying Bakken rates, starting wages at up to $35 an hour. Plus, you get a townhome to live in. Plus, you get a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Plus, you get $4,000 after a year. Plus, you get great health care and other benefits. It's pretty incredible. And they're looking for a ton of technicians right now in the truck world. So that's a good example. And we love stories like that. So we'll be up there in Killdeer tomorrow. Then on Friday, we're up to Botno with the What's in Your Town tour, brought to you by Cloverdale, Marvin Windows, Grafton, Arvid Communications, and Little Missourian and Suites and Teddy's Residential Suites. It should be fun. We'll be powered up by our good friends at PetroServe USA. Put a little choice at the pump that you get, connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. And I had the 4 for 4 special yesterday, as a matter of fact. You know, the pizza, the soda, the The two cookies, very good. Very, very good. Always good. And we fill up PetroServe USA when we head out, and we're doing that. And tomorrow we'll be at the Capitol. I'm getting my days wrong. Tomorrow we're at the Capitol. Thursday we're in Kildare. Friday we're in Bodno. That's right.
Yeah.
Al Carlson among our guests tomorrow on the program. Looking forward to that conversation. Plus Lynn Helms on the director's cut, crunching the numbers that are coming out. A couple times a month, we back off from the headlines, if you will, and the day-to-day news cycle, and tackle a topic that I would call big picture, and just try and think about something a little bit and why we think the way we do. And we really encourage your input on this, but we bring in our friends from the University of Mary, which is an organization that exists to serve the religious, academic, and cultural needs of the people in the region, in this region and beyond. Sponsored by the Sisters of the Annunciation Monastery. It's a Christian Catholic Benedictine university. Great thinkers, and that's why we love the folks from the University of Mary. We're going to talk about athletics today and academics and how they go together. Can athletics be virtuous, right? Can they connect? And we've got an all-star panel. Jerome Richter is the Vice President for Public Affairs. Helps us a couple times a month set up these all-star panels. Nice to have you back, Jerome. How are you?
I'm good, Scott. Nice to be with you again.
The athletic director at the University of Mary, our friend Roger Thomas. Hey, Roger, how are you?
No, how you doing?
Very good. Good to have you back. And a couple of coaches along as well. Actually, three of the four coaches here. And Rick Newman, women's basketball coach. Rick, how are you?
I'm doing well, Scott. Thanks for having us.
And Sarah McNulty is the women's soccer coach at the University of Mary. Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having us.
Roger hung up his coaching cleats a few years back, but we all remember some of those great legendary games at the University of North Dakota, so we got to give him the coaching label, too, even though he's a suit now. He's an AD. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about this from the perspective of the purpose of athletics. We have a couple of minutes here in this first segment to set this up, and we're going to dig into this a little bit. But I want each of you to weigh in. And by the way, there's no rules here, so just weigh in when you have a comment to make. Your mic's open, and same thing with the listeners. You want to weigh in on any of these, 800-228-0550. And Roger, I'm going to start with you, and then the coaches, and then Jerome will come back from an administration standpoint as well on the purpose of athletics. But Roger, what is the purpose of athletics?
Well, I think it's an experience, and in a place like Mary, I think we really take seriously the experience and the enhancement of that for a student athlete to play and to be part of a group and all of the things. I've always thought all the years I coached, I really thought that. There's many things there that aren't in the books. And where else is a young person going to get those types of things? You know, competition and teamwork and cooperation and all of those types of things play into this. And certainly some programs and some schools take it more seriously than others. I mean, we don't have to go too far to see some abuses of that. But on the other hand, we also can go some places where we see some of the great examples of things that these student athletes through sport are experiencing, and they grow up, and I just think it's great. I mean, I have obviously been in it almost my whole life, and I just see the benefits in the growth and development of those people in all aspects, emotionally, spiritually, you know, controlling yourself and those types of things. And I think we've really, one of my attractions in working at Mary for the last 6 years has been that. I came out here and interviewed and kind of fell in love with the place, and I really enjoy that we have the opportunity to do that, and we look at those as we give those seniors pretty soon here in a couple of weeks that last hug and send them out into the world. We hope we've done our job to instill all of those things in those people through their contact with a team and a coach and a school with a mission like Mary.
Coach Newman?
Well, I think just to kind of piggyback what Roger said, I think it's an opportunity for student athletes to share their talents with other people and to be part of something that's bigger than just what they can do themselves. And I think that's really the value of being part of a team. And, you know, everyone's born with different God-given talents. And for some people, it's in the athletic endeavors, and they have a chance to share those talents with other people, but also just the greater community, and to provide some, you know, some entertainment opportunities for people in our community, and just to, you know, have a chance for people to escape and maybe get away from life a little bit and enjoy watching people compete. And I just think when you do that and you serve other people, you have an opportunity to grow as a whole person. And that's, I think, what the ultimate purpose of athletics is.
Question is the purpose of athletics here for our panel from the University of Mary on What's on Your Mind Today. And we're going to dig into this a little more. Coach McNulty, from the perspective of you as women's soccer coach, what's the purpose of athletics?
you know, just to add on what everybody else has said already, but building that total character, determination, teamwork, sacrifice. And these student athletes also get the opportunity to work with various organizations within our community, you know, being and representing a servant leader that we're trying to represent at the University of Mary. They also get to be that showcase for the University of Mary, competing, fighting for them, and then representing them in the community. I think that's the ultimate purpose, is to compete, obviously to win, but also to develop this overall athlete, student that we want representing in the community. And they have a tremendous access of doing that.
A lot of folks would say, wait a minute, this is the University of Mary. This is about you know, giving people the education they need to go out. And it's not just University of Mary. It's every institute of higher learning. You hear that hear that a lot in debates over, you know, the NCAA role or whatever. So, Jerome, when we come back, you'll get the last shot at that question and a few others as well on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
It's time to pack up the What's on Your Mind microphones as we're headed to Killdeer, North Dakota, in the Polar Service Center, located there very soon, to tell you about some incredible career opportunities at Polar Service Center. That's right. This isn't a job. This is a career, one that will last. If you're looking, listen up. They need technicians right now, and they're paying $35 per hour and more. That's what the starting pay is. Competitive Bakken pay starting at up to $35 an hour, depending on your qualifications. Plus, listen, there's more. Your choice of free housing in their townhome living accommodations, or a $700 monthly housing allowance. $1,000 cash bonus with your first paycheck. $4,000 retention bonus after your first year. One of the best health care plans in the business, and so much more. And Polar Service Centers are here for the long haul. So come along for the ride. Apply for one of those technician positions by calling Polar Service Center at 507-696-1164 or click the career link at polarservicecenters.com and join us live in Killdeer on the 16th.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Every once in a while, you just got to do something a little bit different. And we get an opportunity a couple times a month to bring in some pros from the University of Mary and tackle a particular topic that's outside the day-to-day headlines. And often it's different challenges that we face in everyday life and what to do about them. Today is less so, more just about a topic that comes up from time to time where people say, really, isn't a school about educating? What's the connection to athletics? So
talking about the purpose of athletics. We're doing that today with Jerome Richter, Vice President for Public Affairs, Roger Thomas, Athletic Director, Rick Newman, Women's Basketball Coach, and Sarah McNulty, Women's Soccer Coach, all from the University of Mary. Anything you have in the way of a comment or a question, certainly welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. So Jerome, as a vice president at the University of Mary, what would you put on the way of a purpose of athletics? In full disclosure, we should probably know that you're an athlete yourself, having had some stellar wrestling matches in your years, right?
Scott, you did my heart very well to remember that.
Yeah.
Thank you. No, I actually had the great honor of coaching also for 11 years at the high school level. And so this is a near and dear topic to my heart of the importance of athletics. But to get to the point from where the University of Mary is coming from, the university is constantly thinking of the whole person and how do we educate the whole person. And we have to admit that the person isn't just a mind. They are not just a body. They're not just a spirit, but a combination of all of this. And the sisters have known this from the founding of the university, that we have to make sure that every aspect of the person is being formed well, that virtue is being taught at all levels. And I would make the argument that in athletics is the greatest place to teach virtue. And when I say virtue, we're talking about the habitual choosing of what is good, right? And so the coaches have the great opportunity to say, here's what is good, now let's practice it and let's continue to choose it. It's a discipline. It's a discipline of the mind, of the will, of the heart, of everything. And this is what brought the sisters to bring athletics onto the university and continue to support them in every way.
Okay, so you've all done a good job of laying out the purpose, and it makes sense, and I think counters the argument pretty well. Now let's break down what it takes to do that with athletics, and the time, the money, and the effort on athletics. Is it disproportionate to other missions of the university? Why spend so much time, money, and effort on athletics? I'll start with you this time, Jerome, and then go back around the horn here.
Thank you. Why do we give the time, money, and effort to this is because of the many of the things that we've just said. This is important to the students. This is something that they're attracted to. This is something that our culture is attracted to. And here's the thing, Scott, and to many of the listeners out there, there isn't a lot of opportunities for our young people these days to learn the things that many of us had the chance to with a job growing up on a farm. I grew up on a dairy farm with plenty of brothers and sisters, and you had to be a part of a team. You had to work hard. I had to get up at 5:30 in the morning and milk cows. I had to do the work. Today, there isn't those opportunities when you're living in a big city, when you're living in these different areas, and sports become that element and that opportunity to teach the discipline that each person needs. And so why do we give the time, the money, and the effort? Because it helps our students to become the best people that they can be for society. They can be a part of a team. They can be a person of self-sacrifice and of virtue.
We don't have farms anymore. Oh, my gosh. No, I mean, obviously to the extent we did. But, I mean, that's an interesting take. And, Roger, you have recruited a whole lot of kids at kitchen tables on the farm, right, over the years. Yeah. And had them come there. Is Jerome right? Is this sort of, okay, we need this to give some of those same values that we'd get when the kids are growing up on the farm?
Well, I thought so. I thought the parents, as I sat at that kitchen table on the farm, recruited those guys for football. They were really asking you to be an extension of their family and to kind of hand them over to you. And they really, boy, I can't tell you the number of times when you could just tell they were studying you as a coach as to what are you all about? What are you going to do to my son? You're going to have him for 4 or 5 years. That's a long time in those formative years of a young guy. And I personally took that very seriously. What do I bring to the table for this family? That this guy can, football, I've said it many times, the football thing I coached was like a vehicle. It was a vehicle to get into the life of this kid, and then this kid to also be in the lives of all the other guys on the team and with the other coaches, and it became a family. You know, you go back now as an older coach like I am, and you go back to Hall of Fames or homecomings, you cannot truly understand the impact you've had on a young guy's life in those formative times, and they tell you all those stories. I'll be honest with you, when I was a young coach, I didn't realize I was doing all that stuff, and evidently by their stories you were. So I just really believe, because I think the student-athlete gets closer to the coach in many situations than anybody in those formative times. I mean, teachers try and so on, but you spend so many hours in athletics, all the bus rides and all the meetings and the laughing and the wins and the crying and the losses. You just you're in the fabric of that guy's life, and I think you have a great opportunity. And where else is that going to happen? I don't know where else that happens on a college campus. I don't know.
Coach McNulty, your take on the money, the time, the efforts, and whether it's we've found the right balance proportionately.
Yeah, I think everybody in the community, just people in general, want something to root for, something to cheer for, something to believe in, and our student-athletes get to be that for our community. And not only are they competing for the school wanting to win, but, you know, we as coaches get a chance to develop these role models for the community and foresee the message that the university wants to instill in our athletes and to the community. So I think that we are a great gateway, you know, to future athletes, future students, in spreading our message, you know, the fastest way we possibly can, because we are the most public eye.
All right, Coach Newman, I'm going to get you in here as well after a comment from listener Bob in Valley City. Go ahead for our guest from the University of Mary today.
Yeah, I'm concerned. In high school, I really didn't like all the attention to all the sports and stuff like that. I'm just concerned about what about all these other kids? All I hear from everybody is, oh, these sports guys, the athletes, this, they're great for the community. And all the money that's spent on, what is it, 2 or 3% of the school is involved in athletics, and millions of dollars are spent on them. I think that the best thing for sports and schools is collegiate sports between individuals, because what happens to the little skinny guy that can't play on basketball or football? He's just, you know, he's just basically trumped on because he can't play sports. He's not good. He's not fast, but he still wants to play. He gets kicked to the curb because, well, sorry, you're not good enough. The message that we send to the majority of the students is, you're not good enough to be an athlete. You're not strong enough. You're not fast enough. Hit the road, buddy. And that's the message that I got, but I really didn't appreciate it, and I still don't. And the millions of dollars that all these colleges and the high schools spend on travel and expenses and coaches, some of these coaches are making millions of dollars, and the players are getting banged up for the rest of their life and not making a penny. And everybody seems to justify it because it's somehow good for our community. I want to know about the other 95% of the students that go to high school and college that aren't involved in sports. What are we going to do for them? That's all I got to say. Thank you.
All right, Bob, lots there to unpack, and we'll do it after the break. We'll you guys can flip coins, see who wants to take that one first. We still got to get Coach Newman in here, too, on the question of the cost. But a few other topics we'll tackle, but just enhancing the education of a student, college or younger, as well. And I want to get into the percentages a little bit for Bob's question. So all that coming up with our all-star panel from the University of Mary today on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I'm in senior James Shea, president of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Scott Hillen here to tell you about my pals at S&S Motors in Watford City. I bought a great truck, got a great deal. You can too. They have clearance pricing every day at S&S Motors Watford City. Internet specials every day at snsmotorsinc.com. Call Brent or Tim. They'll take care of you. Pre-owned 4x4, great deals. New Fords and Chevys too, and they'll bring it to you. Full service shops with 4 techs that can handle any and all of your repairs and vehicle maintenance. Just call Sonia, 701-444-2341. Online, snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors Watford City.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Here's What's on Your Mind, Tuesday edition of the program. Tomorrow, live from the state capitol, Bismarck, update on the legislative session among our guests, Lynn Helms, Director of Mineral Rights in North Dakota, for an update on the latest numbers that are coming out today on oil and gas production, which will be very closely watched, given the fact that the reduction in rigs is obviously going to mean a reduction in production. So we'll talk about that. Also, Al Carlson, the House Majority Leader, and, of course, Congressman Kevin Cramer, as well, and check in with a few other legislators, too. Thursday in Kildare at Polar Service Center and Friday in Botno. Busy week on What's on Your Mind. Okay, before the break, Bob in Valley City called and said, all the attention goes to a small group of folks, and what about how it makes the rest of us feel? Before I have Roger and Jerome address that, here's kind of a different perspective. Fred says, in another era, General Douglas MacArthur famously said about athletics, upon the fields of friendly strife are sown the seeds that, upon other fields, on other days, will bear the fruits of victory. End of quote. That was during a period when education and athletics together produced outstanding national political and military leaders. Today appears the naked pursuit of money by the NCAA colleges and too many athletes. Seven Kentucky basketball players, the latest example, have made a college education for athletics a secondary consideration. But kind of goes to some of the virtue that we've talked about in the history of all this and the character building. But along the same lines as what Bob was saying, that where it's at today. Roger, you first on this.
Well, he's got some valid points. I mean, that's the obvious criticism that we hear about all the time about college athletics. And I think the larger the game, like you talk about Kentucky basketball or the, even the pros, there's certainly going to be abuses in there because of the amount of money involved. I think that's been one of the things that has really kind of skewed things in the pursuit of that. And what does get lost is the thing that kind of that we're here to talk about today. There still is, at the very base of this, something absolutely wonderful that can happen through athletics at a college. And it depends on if that's where the emphasis is at. And it's being in this position, in this profession, it saddens me that it throws cold water over all of that. And that's what makes the headlines and gets going. But at the other level of this, I think there are thousands of student athletes that are benefiting every day from all the things we've already said about the kinds of things that happen on a team. And for Bob, there were probably maybe some other opportunities, certainly if he is not in favor of the athletic thing. But as we were talking here on the break, there would be all kinds of things for a young person to have that kind of experience that we've been talking about. There's other clubs and intramurals and everything else where you get the team and you get those pieces of virtue and so on in your life because you're experiencing that in those developmental years. So it depends on what the person chooses. And I would hope that athletics, we'd hold up our end of the bargain at a school like Mary and continue to emphasize those, even if it's not happening in other places.
Jerome, what's your take?
Well, I would agree with Roger, with all that Roger said. We have to be careful not to take the extreme and use that as kind of the ordinary. And so as Roger mentioned, Kentucky basketball or some of these big, humongous football programs nationwide, the point of athletics is what your other gentleman wrote in, that it's about discipline. It's about forming that person. And so what was the point of collegiate athletics in the beginning is to help to prepare these people for some of the very tough things in life, such as war. And we now need to broaden that for everyone. And so the caller does have a great point. What are we doing for the other students? Well, we're doing all kinds of things. We have all kinds of other different curricular activities. We have DECA. We have Student Senate. We have all these things for each person with a talent that they have to be formed. But at the same time, what is it that we're always going to is that discipline, that self-sacrifice, that teamwork. Just from my background in education, having been in it, we know that when students are a part of something, whether that is DECA, whether that's athletics, whether that's music, whether that's band, they are going to excel. They're going to be better students. They're going to stay out of trouble. They're going to do the things that we want them to do. And that is incredibly important. And so we have to emphasize it in all ways and not just focus in on one.
And Coach Newman, I still needed to get back to you on the previous question. If you want to add anything on this particular debate, you can. But on the whole idea of the disproportionate amount of time, money, and effort that go towards athletics, what would you say?
Well, I think if we can recall kind of what Sarah said, I think a lot of times if the people that open that morning paper or whether they're reading it online or whatever, a lot of times people, the first thing they do is they go to the sports section because by and large the sports section highlights people's accomplishments and their successes, and it allows people the opportunity to maybe take a moment from all the bad or the negative things that are going on in the world or in our country and to focus on some positive things. And to me, I think that's what, athletics brings to the table. And just to kind of go along with the caller, I believe Bob had some great points there. And I just think that's why it comes down to the leadership at your school and what they value. And that's why we're so fortunate to work at the University of Mary, because from our sponsors, the Sisters Annunciation Monastery, to our administration, to our athletic director, and to, the coaches that we have, I just think the overall mission of what we're trying to do is greater than, sheer wins and losses. And I think that's why we're so fortunate to work where we do.
And obviously, a lot of what we're talking about today is where education and athletics intersect, right? How do you take athletics and enhance the education of a student, whether it be at the University of Mary, any college, or even younger, for that matter? So let's go there now. Let's talk a little bit about, how using what you're doing, Coach Newman, with your basketball players, or Sarah, with your soccer players, that ultimately enhances the education and helps them come out better in the end. Jerome, I'll start with you. We'll go back around the horn here on that one.
Thank you. The place that I would start is going back to, again, being accountable and that teamwork that we have. And so if I'm part of this team, I know that my first job is to be a student. Then I'm an athlete. So the student-athlete, we put it in that order for a reason. And the coaches I know are very intentional on making sure that these young people focus on, okay, you're here, yes, you're playing sports, but why are you here? To get an education. And that drives them. It gets them moving in the right direction. It holds them accountable to make sure that they're doing what it is that they plan to do. So they get that education that they can go out and to serve others. That is the most important thing that I see how the two come together.
Roger, your take?
Well, to be a student athlete is kind of an incredible experience. And to blend that in, I don't know why it ran through my head here, but I recall you take the big time athletics when they say, one of the terms that I have kind of despised over the years, having coached even in Division I for quite a while, is the full ride concept. That term kind of bugs me. A ride. What does that sound like? It's easy and it's nothing. But I think people would really need to understand the educational component and the balancing act that a student athlete has to have at any level, on any scholarship level or a walk-on, in learning to balance out life. And academics, we really press those student athletes to be good students. As a matter of fact, Scott, at a lot of schools, and I know this is true at Mary, our team's grade point average is higher than the rest of the student body. And everybody says, well, how does that happen? Well, here's why it happens. They've got coaches watching over them. We work with them. We have study and so on. They have, in some crazy way, an advantage over the other student who's there kind of on their own, if you know what I mean. And so there are some of these hidden things. It's not a ride. It's a lot of work. It's you're up in the morning lifting weights and so on. It's a battle. And I think those kinds of lessons as an educational piece tied in with your academics, and I think we've proven the point through grade point average and so on that we've learned that balance between the two. And I think that intersection is a place where we live if we do it right.
Coach Newman, I'll go to you next, and then Coach Mendalti as well, as two that are doing it right now with your current players. How do you see examples of athletics enhancing ultimately the students when they're not on your court or on your field, but rather are back in the classroom?
Well, I think, it's the benefits are obvious for the when they're in class at the University of Mary, but to me, I see the value of the education of the whole person as far as what the athletic environment gives them off the court. I mean, we've got countless examples of our program having an opportunity to go in and serve the community. You know, we've helped at the annual Thanksgiving meal that our community provides for the less fortunate. I mean, we've gone and served that. Probably the thing I'm most proud of in our program is we were able to start a relationship with a young girl in Bismarck who is a survivor of a pediatric brain tumor. And just to see, originally our goal was to have our athletes provide some benefits to this girl as she went through chemotherapy, as she recovered, and try to, you know, help her, but to see what she's been able to give back to our girls about the value of the bigger picture in life and the struggle and how some people, you know, they're not born with the same athletic talents that we're given. And I just feel that, you know, we are born with, God gives us talents when we're born, and it's what we do with those talents that are our gift back to Him. And I think that's what we're trying to do with our program at UMary.
Sarah, how about you?
Yeah, just to add on all of that, I think athletics teaches you beyond the classroom. It teaches you discipline. You don't want to let down your teammates. You don't want to let down your school. You don't want to let down your community. You are more focused, determined. You're a role model in the community. And like Coach Newman said, having the opportunity to work with some of these amazing organizations and be a servant leader in the community, our girls have gotten to work with Dreams in Motion, Special Olympics. Just those types of opportunities are a part of their education that you can't mimic. And I think that they grow so much more as a person because of those opportunities.
Tom in Jamestown, question for our guest. Go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I just have one question. In your men's basketball and football program, what percentage of your seniors graduate, would you say?
Roger, you want to take that?
Sure. We keep track of that. NC2A actually helps us, and we have to turn in our rates. And at Mary, the rates, I can't quote you the right numbers, it's like 50-60%. And nationwide, a sad number is about 40% or less, pardon me, of those student-athletes graduate. But I'll tell you this again, in comparison, that's even higher than the student rate again. Here we go. The student-athletes, I think, perform better in the classroom and graduate at a higher rate than the rest of the students. I don't like our numbers in either category, to be honest with you, because we just don't have a lot of students following through and finishing college, which is the goal, of course. So there's probably something in a larger question, not for today, to discuss of how do we increase those rates for all students.
Yeah.
Appreciate the call, Tom.
Only.
Hang on a sec, if you would. We'll follow up on the other side of the break if you've got an additional question. Up against the clock. One segment left to go on our conversation with our friends from the University of Mary. Stay tuned. More after this. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. where students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risks, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
Are you hungry? On the run? Want a good deal? Have I got a deal for you. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hinnon to tell you about my pals at PetroServe USA. You stop at their location. I do this all the time. I'm busy. Go, go, go. I want a hot meal, though. That hot stuff pizza is the best. Hot stuff pizza, 20-ounce soda or coffee, two cookies of your choice, four items, four for $4 at any PetroServe USA location all day, every day. It is the best deal in town. Check it out. Also, all month long, you'll find Deli Express sandwiches, the Double Char, the Broil Deluxe, $2.19. Giant Seed Shippers, only $1.39 a bag. General Mills Totino's Pizza Chips are 99 cents. Hershey's Candy Bars, buy one, get one free. That's a heck of a deal. Plus the 8-ounce Barrel of Fun Chips, all varieties, only $1.79. From the good folks who connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields to give you choice at the pump. PetroServe USA, look for the red, white, and blue. Helping America fuel better. And tell them Scott sent you.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Dr. Wallach has been warning us for decades to take control of our health care and our food supply. Go Foods and Dr. Wallach's Youngevity have partnered to help you be prepared. Members of Youngevity can now buy Go Foods directly from their personal store. If not yet a member, call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com to get special member pricing. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sends a note in here that he has a different pet peeve than mine. Mine was people flicking cigarette butts out their windows, especially when there's red flag warnings and fire warnings, which there are, so just be careful. He says his peeve is actually the red flag warning because it means nothing without translation. What are they doing, stopping all the race cars? It's just as dumb as the old color-coded terror threat level. What does orange mean?
Point taken.
What do you do different than when it was yellow? Just say the fire danger is high. Okay, the fire danger is high, so don't flick out your cigarettes. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate that. Another Tom, you got a follow-up question for our guest from the University of Mary, Tom?
Yeah, I just wanted clarification to my original question. I thought you had said that your graduation rates among all your athletes was higher than the regular student body. But my question, and maybe I didn't hear you right, but my question was, how does your graduation rate with your men's basketball and football program compare
would be me answer. I don't know it off the top of my head. I probably should, but I don't, to be honest with you. We go by the averages of the department. Our men's graduation rate, and probably a lot of that is football and basketball, is probably a little bit lower than the rate of our women's teams. The women's college athletes tend to be better students than the men. But I would imagine, and again, because our rate overall is higher than the student body, I would imagine that if I had the numbers in front of me here, the men's and women's men's basketball and football would help to hold that average up. So I think our graduation rate and that average would be pretty solid because our average is higher than the
student. I appreciate the call. We got a short segment here, so I got to keep rolling. We also need to get Val in here, who's a farmer from Menango, who talks about the importance for farmers to tell agriculture's story. We do that a lot on What's On Your Mind. Appreciate doing that in a partnership with our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau and get to find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. So I'm going to get this in, and then we're going to wrap up our discussion with our friends from the University of Mary. Val, tell us, would you?
In today's world, people are becoming more and more interested in not only where their food comes from, but also want to know how it's raised and why. There are plenty of people out there willing to talk about agriculture, but the story isn't necessarily accurate. We need to be willing to share our farms, our stories, so that we can share the real story of agriculture. That means trials and tribulations, as well as the successes that we witness. I share our farm story on my blog, Wagon Tales, but we all have tools we can use. If we don't speak up, we can't counter the anti-agriculture messages.
Yeah, just be real and counter it. And Wagon Tales, I'm going to check it out. Thank you, Val. Appreciate that. Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org. The North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. Okay, we're going to wrap up our conversation here with Jerome Richter, Vice President for Public Affairs, Roger Thomas, Athletic Director, Rick Newman, coach of the women's basketball team, and Sarah McNulty, coach of the women's soccer team at the University of Mary. And a great discussion, a fun discussion. I think I learned a lot, and I hope folks enjoyed this as well, just on the bigger picture of the purpose of athletics. And I want to give each of you a chance to summarize our conversation with a nod towards an answer to this question. Are athletics a good or bad influence on students in the end, as you look at it? I mean, you rip things from the headlines. You find goofball stories all over the place. Dennis Rodman would be one that would come to mind, and a few others. But also there's a debate now about concussions on the football side, Roger, as well, and also just the sort of, you know, selfie generation, right? Me and ego and all of that. So let's just go around the horn here and have each of you. And I'm going to go, Sarah, start with you and go to Rick, Roger, and Jerome to wrap this up. We only have 2 minutes left, so we've got about a half a minute, 45 seconds for each of you for your final thoughts on this. Coach McNulty, go ahead.
I think they can certainly be both, but I think that they're lessons that we have to learn in order to reflect and become a better character and obviously to evaluate things. I also think that you need good leadership and a good extension of your leadership with coaching staff and then also captains of your team in order to reflect the overall message that you want out of the philosophy of your program, the philosophy of your school. So I think that the good can outweigh the bad, but you need those things on your side, and you need role models reflecting the message that is important to you. And I think University of Mary does a good job in teaching those and establishing a staff that wants to embody this total person. And, you know, that's what we try to do. We're not perfect. We're constantly learning lessons and trying to establish those types of things in our program. But overall, I think that athletics is going to teach you more lessons in life that you can't learn on a daily basis, and that teamwork determination helps build that overall person.
Well said. All right, Rick, Roger, and Jerome, about a sentence each.
Well, Scott, I think that a lot of times we've talked today about that athletics can develop character, and sometimes I'm of the camp that athletics is also an opportunity to reveal character. And I think sometimes when you have some things go wrong and you realize that you need to make improvements in your life, that's where the value of athletics comes in, is that you have a chance to kind of just reevaluate yourself and see what you really believe in to try to work on becoming a better person.
Roger?
Well, I would echo what the coaches have said, and I just think if you talk to people that have been involved in athletics in their life, I think they can tell you, as an adult, the value of all that. So I know there's issues and there's problems, some of which we discussed today, but I think overall there are some great, great things that have happened in millions of people's lives in athletics. And I hope that continues and we can diminish as many of those negative things that we talked about today and keep doing the right thing.
All right, a real quick summary, Jerome, about 10 seconds.
Yeah, I would agree with all of them. Athletics is a good thing, and we got to remember what the purpose of it is for, not the extraordinary exceptions of where it's gone bad. And the biggest thing is to get these young people involved, that their life isn't about them, that they know it's about serving others.
What a character builder. Great conversation with some pros from the University of Mary. Thank you all. Jerome Richter, Roger Thomas, Rick Newman, Sarah McNulty. Out of time today. State Capitol Bismarck tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye.
You know, the words free and Mercedes-Benz don't often go together. But we've teamed up with my friends at Valley Imports for one heck of a deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. I've had the honor and pleasure of driving a Mercedes-Benz lately, doing a little test driving for some of our fine listeners, especially that GL class. Wow, is that an SUV? And when you're in the Bakken, you want a safe vehicle. That's a safe vehicle. So is the ML, the C-Class, the E-Class. No matter what you're looking for, go to valleyimports.com. Don't find what you're looking for. They'll get it for you. But here's the free part. You mentioned my name. You buy a Mercedes-Benz with Valley Imports, they're going to give you 2 years of free maintenance. Plus, you get the 24/7 service if it breaks down. They're coming to you. You can't beat a deal like that. They'll find what you're looking for. You'll get the best price. And you know what? You'll be safe. What's that worth? ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431 or online at ValleyImports.com. Tell them Scott sent you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.